Masechet Trumot Perek Hey Mishnah Beis. A Trumot Tmeh Shenaflo Letov Mea Chulin Tahirin. A saw of Trumot Tmeh that fell into 100 of Chulin Tahirin. The Truma was Tameh, but the Trumot Tmeh is now Batal in the Chulin Tahirin. As in this case, the Truma is less than 1/100th of the mixture and is therefore Batal. So the entire mixture can be eaten by a non-Kohen, since the Truma is Batal. Now, even though the Truma was Tameh, and Truma Tmeh is forbidden to be eaten even by a Kohen, but in this case, since the Truma is Batal, the entire mixture is mutter to be eaten by anybody, even by a non-Kohen. But the din is that when Truma is Batal, you have to take out from the mixture the amount of the Truma that fell in. You have to take a saw from the mixture, and that saw would be given to a Kohen. I think you know for sure there is a saw of Truma in this mixture. So therefore, if we don't give a saw from this mixture to the Kohen is losing out on that saw of Truma. So the din is that even though the Truma is Batal, you have to lift out a saw from this mixture and give it to the Kohen. Rabbi Eliezer Oimer Teirom Vitisarim Shani Oimer Sasha Nafla He Sasha also. Rabbi Eliezer said, when you lift out the one saw from this mixture to be given to the Kohen, that saw must be burnt by the Kohen. Because I say, the same saw that fell in, that's the saw that you took out of the mixture. Now, even though you have no way of knowing that the saw that you lifted out of this mixture is the same saw that fell in, since the saw of Truma got mixed in, and we don't know where it is in this mixture. But Rabbi Eliezer is Machmer. As according to Rabbi Eliezer, even though the Truma is bubble, but since the din is we have to lift out a saw from this mixture, the saw that we lift out will give it the same din as the saw of Truma that fell in. And since the saw of Truma that fell in was Truma Temea, the saw of Truma that you take out also has a din of Truma Temea. So therefore, that saw has to be burnt. Now the Mefarshim speak out that when you burn that saw that you lift out from the mixture, you're not allowed to have any benefit from the burnt Truma, because if we allow you to benefit from it, then you might end up eating it, and according to Rabbi Eliezer, you're not allowed to eat the saw that you lift out from the mixture. The Chachamim disagree with Rabbi Eliezer. According to the Chachamim, the saw that you lift out from this mixture does not have a din of Truma Tmeya. We would not say that the saw that you lift out from this mixture to be given to the Kohen is the same saw of Truma Tmeya that had fallen into the mixture. Instead, the saw that you lift out would have a din of Truma Tahara that got mixed in with Chulin Tmeya. That's the case that we had at the end of the previous Mishnah, that when Truma Tahara gets mixed in with Chulin Tmeya, the Kohen has to eat it in such a way that the Truma would not become Tame from the Chulin Tmeh. So therefore, the Kohen is allowed to eat the saw, but he would have to eat it Nikudim, which means he would eat it dry, without letting it come into contact with one of the seven liquids that causes food to be Makabel Tumah. Or he would eat it Kloyos, which means roasted on a fire without letting it come into contact with the liquid. Or he would knead it with fruit juice, as fruit juice is not one of the seven liquids that cause food to be Makabel Tumah. Or he would divide it up into small pieces of dough, that each piece of dough is less than the size of a be'ah, and less than a be'ah is not mitame. In that way, the truma would not become tame. Sechet Trumas Perek Hey Mishnah Gimel Sa'ar Truma Tahira Shenafla Lamea Chulin Tamein. A saw of Truma Tahira that fell in and got mixed in with 100 of Chulin Tamein, the non-truma was tame, while the truma was tame. Now the truma is bustle in this mixture, and the truma is less than 1/100 of the mixture. So therefore, a non-Kohen would be allowed to eat the mixture, even though the chulin is tameh, but chulin tmeim is mutter to be eaten. It's only truma tmeim that is forbidden to be eaten. The one saw has to be lifted out from this mixture to be given to the Kohen, as we know for sure that there's one saw of truma in this mixture, and that saw of truma belongs to the Kohen. So therefore, a saw has to be lifted out to be given to the Kohen. Now, the saw that is lifted out would have a din of chulin tmeh that's mixed in with truma, as the chulin in this case is tameh, while the truma was tar. Now, the saw that is lifted out would have a din of partial truma tahira and partial chulin tmeh, which can only be eaten by a kohen in such a way that the truma would not become tameh from the chulin tmeh. So therefore, the Mishnah says, Tala v'teyachal mikudim o kloyos, o tilos b'mei peros, o tischalek li'izot, k'dei shalo yehe b'makom echad taber. That saw that you lift out from the mixture to be given to the Kohen is eaten by the Kohen, mikudim, dry, or kloyos roasted on a fire without water. Or you can knead it with fruit juice, which is not one of the seven liquids that cause food to become tame. Or he can divide it up into small pieces of dough, that each piece of dough is less than a bear, and a bear is not mitame. That way, the truma in the mixture would not become tame from the chulin tamei. Now, even according to Rabbi Eliezer, who said in the previous mission that when I saw truma that was tame, got mixed in with 100 chulin tahir, when we lift out a saw from the mixture to be given to the Kohen, that saw had a din of truma tamei. As we say that the saw that you lifted out is the same saw of truma that fell in, and the saw of truma that fell in is truma tamei. But in this case, Rabbi Eliezer would not say that the saw that you lifted out had the same din as the saw that fell in. Because if you would say that in this case, it would be a leniency, as the saw of truma that fell in is truma tahira. And if we say that the saw that you lift out from the mixture to be given to the Kohen had the same din as the truma that fell in, the Kohen would be allowed to eat that saw like any other truma tahira. He wouldn't have to eat it dry without any liquid. And Rabbi Eliezer does not say his din when it's a leniency. He only says it when it's a stringency. In the previous case, it was a stringency to say that the saw that you lift out had a din of truma tahira. But in this case, where it would be a leniency to say that the saw that you lift out had a din of truma tahira, Rabbi Eliezer would not say that the saw that you lift out had a din of truma tahira. Instead, he would agree with the din of this Mishnah that the saw that you lift out to be given to the Kohen has a din of a mixture of truma tahira and chulin tahira. So therefore, Rabbi Eliezer would agree that the Kohen has to eat that saw, either eating it dry without any liquid, or by eating it with made peros, or by dividing it up into small pieces of dough that are less than the size of a bear.